This is Best of All. Tonight on Best of All, we present a preview of an interesting new recorded work by Henry René, Passion in Paint. In this work, René has created musical impressions of such paintings as Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, Picasso's Girl Before a Mirror, Dali's The Persistence of Memory, Marcel Duchamp's Nude Descending the Stairs, and Toulouse-Lautrec's At the Moulin Rouge. To discuss this unusual composition, we will be joined by Miss Emily Genauer, art critic of the New York Herald Tribune, and Robert Begar, who for 20 years was music critic of the New York World Telegram. And now here is your host on Best of All tonight, Ben Grauer.
Well, radio friends, this should be an interesting experiment to see how two widely known art forms can be related by a sensitive person who feels something about them both. Mr. René's music and these paintings of masters, modern and traditional. You ready for the experiment, Emily Genauer?
Yes, it should be interesting.
Would you like to talk about the first painting, then?
The first painting is one I think our audience probably knows very well. It is Marcel Duchamp's Nude Descending the Stairs. At one time, it was probably the best-known painting in America. It was exhibited in 1913 at a show which has gone down in history at one of the old armories in New York. A quarter of a million people turned out to see it at that time. Although its title is New Descending the Stairs, it was better known to the public as Explosion in the Shingle Factory. It's a cubist picture, really. It's futurist. I don't want to be technical. But Duchamp said that his aim in painting the picture was to represent static forms in motion. What he did was flatten them out into planes so that while we call it a new, you really see what actually do resemble shutters arranged in a pattern in a downward sliding diagonal, hence the descending stairs.
Fine, Miss Genauer. Bob, are you all set to hear this music?
I certainly am. I'm very eager to hear it.
Well, then we'll, with that picture in mind of Marcel Duchamp's Nude Descending the Stairs, here is the Passion in Paint music set to it by Henri René.
Thank you.
there, Marcel Duchamp's nude, in Henri René's music, has descended the stairs and come to a landing. What do you feel, Bob Bagar?
Well, I feel definitely moods. I don't know how they relate to the painting, but I do hear, at least I sense, a capriciousness in the piece, and a terrific change from one tempo to which is very quick, probably in a molto allegro, and another one which follows it in a bluesy sense, which I don't quite relate to the picture, incidentally. But he does seem to get over an idea of, as I said before, capriciousness and possibly a touch of frivolousness and nervousness and things of that kind.
How about that bluesiness, Emily?
Well, that's a completely literal interpretation, it seems to me, of the nude in the title. That would seem to have no relationship whatever to the picture as I know it. Well, and as everyone knows it, it is a thing of sharp, crisp, clean rhythms, lively motion, and that you get very beautifully in the beginning of the picture.
Let's think of our next picture, which, if I may just capriciously choose and jump right from Duchamp to one of the greatest masters of all time, Leonardo da Vinci. How about that, Miss Jenauer?
Well, I don't really think I have to say anything at all about the Da Vinci Mona Lisa. I can't believe there's anybody in America who doesn't have a mental image of the picture, as we just mentioned the name. So perhaps we ought to proceed.
Very well. Henri René's music inspired by Da Vinci's Mona Lisa.
Thank you.
From the canvas of Da Vinci through the strings of Henri René's music to you, Bob Bagar.
Well, there's a kind of gravity in this picture, graveness perhaps, better word. I feel a sense of the enigmatic too, perhaps. Only from the standpoint of its not going anywhere especially, it seems to be confined within a frame. And it's a nice little piece, as a matter of fact, it's pretty complete.
Emily Jenner?
I think enigmatic is a good word for it. It's serene music, as, of course, the painting is serene. But the charming figure of the Mona Lisa also sits against a beautiful, winding landscape, which perhaps not enough people look at when they see the painting. And I think perhaps the music rather beautifully expresses the mood of that lovely Italian valley as well.
Well, let's go further. We have more paintings, more music, and we'll see if we find some that you agree are.
The National Broadcasting Company is presenting Best of All. Tonight we are featuring a recorded work composed and conducted by Henri René, Passion in Paint. Your host, Ben Grauer, and his guests are Miss Emily Genauer, art critic of the New York Herald Tribune, and Robert C. Bagar, who for 20 years was music critic of the New York World Telegram. Best of All will continue after a brief pause for station identification.
Stay tuned for more of Sketch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC stations.
The National Broadcasting Company is presenting Best of All. Tonight we are featuring a recorded work composed and conducted by Henri René, Passion in Paint. Your host is Ben Grauer, and his guests are Miss Emily Genauer, art critic of the New York Herald Tribune, and Robert C. Bagar, who for 20 years was music critic of the New York World Telegram. Now here again is Ben Grauer.
Passions in Paint, musical moods drawn from pictures. Now, Emily Jenauer, I've just arbitrarily chosen for our third picture Toulouse-Lautrec's At the Moulin Rouge. Before we play Henri René's music, recall some of the construction and mood of the picture for us, will you?
I think that perhaps members of our audience who don't know the picture, and it's a great picture hanging at the Chicago Art Institute, will certainly recall the movie of Toulouse-Lautrec's life, which was released a few years ago, in which there were many scenes inspired by the particular picture we have in mind. It's a large composition of many figures, men wearing the tall hats and beards of the 90s in Paris, the women, the friends Toulouse-Lautrec consorted with in all the cafes. They are standing about. There are dancing figures in the background. They are brilliantly lit by the footlights. There's much action. It's a period picture, very beautifully composed.
And now, Henri René's music drawn from this picture.
Thank you. Garçon?
Ah, monsieur.
Ah, monsieur Bagard. What do you think of this music?
It is sportive. It is gay. It is light. Of course, it's very Paris because I've a touch of the can-canny in there. And, of course, that's very much connected with the Moulin Rouge, especially via the picture we recently have experienced. And there's also a moment of reminiscence in there, not sad, but reflective kind of thing, which I think belongs there, too.
Well, there's a third quality, too. Bob talked of the gaiety of the picture. He also talked of its sadness.
No, gravity. No, a reflective.
There's a melancholy aspect to it. It was in Toulouse-Lautrec's work and everything he did. I think you see it here, too. These are not really gay figures. They're in a gay place, and they're dancing. But there was always that note of sadness and also of nostalgia. And I think you get that in the music as well, or at least I feel it.
Very well. On we go, fellow lovers of the arts, to picture four. We won't move too far away in time to just about 20 years or 30 years later to Modigliani and to his Nude on a Cushion. Tell us a little more about it, will you, Miss Gennaro?
Modigliani, who was a young Italian painter who came up to Paris and died there after a short life of dissipation, and I think the year 1919, was very much inspired by Byzantine art, primitive art. I think that comes out in this nude, who lies stretched out on a couch, visible from her knees up to the top of her arm, to her of her head, and arms folded around the head. She's languid. She's half asleep. She's almost cat-like in her grace. Her body is not realistically portrayed. It's thinner. It's attenuated. And it'd be interesting to see what, to hear what Mr. René was able to say of all this in a painting.
Very well, then, Henri René's music.
Thank you.
Modigliani.
Modigliani.
Nude on a cushion. Bagar on the spot.
And how? But I'm going to say that it's awfully relaxed. Great serenity, and there's a touch of lushness about it. Mm. Also, I detect a touch of impressionistic style. Principally, Debussyan. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind my saying so, I hope Mr. René doesn't mind, I think I identify some of the first notes of this thing, the arpeggiated melody at the beginning. At least, I could relate them to Debussy's song, The Girl with Flaxen Hair.
Actually, I might have, would have been interesting to find a relationship between Debussy and the Toulouse-Lautrec. Perhaps there was musically, because they were friends. Actually, I don't think it's terribly important. I think the composer has used the impressionist idiom of Debussy to express, with remarkable success, I think, the seductiveness of this nude. I seem to feel a relationship between the lines of a body, actually, the long, sinuous, curving lines of a body, and the development of the musical line.
All right. I'm choosing now Botticelli's The Birth of Venus, which is a, I think, 15th century painting.
Well, Botticelli lived from 1444, roughly, into the beginning of the 16th century. I think our audience will know immediately what picture we have in mind if we give it its vernacular title, Venus on the Half Shell. It's the beautiful nude figure of a girl standing on a shell. She is Venus. Her hair is flowing in the breezes. And the breezes are represented by three zephyrs to one side of the composition. On the other side of the composition are two young girls, I think, who hold out a robe to her.
There's the word picture now, the René music picture. Those resounding chords signal the entrance of the newborn spirit of Renaissance man known as Bob Bagger.
Entrance is the word because the opening of this thing is an entrance. I can picture it on the operatic stage. It's an introduction for sure. And there's a touch of the archaic in something that immediately follows. Not really archaic, perhaps, but I mean early genre music, you know, period. The music actually doesn't imitate Bach, but evokes Bach, the Bach style. And I feel grandeur, things of that kind, you know, and something majestic about it.
Emily?
I think that Mr. René's interpretation in this case has been more literal than in any other. This is a birth, and the event is being heralded with great pomp and circumstance. But it's not the birth of Venus. It's not either the mythological story as we know it, and it certainly is not Botticelli.
What happened here was that René took the content of the picture, not the emotional content.
Yes, Venus, she's just been born here. She hasn't had time to...
Give her time to be Venus.
Develop.
Well, our time is skipping along, so let's pick one more picture, and I think this time we'll go turn to Picasso's Girl Before the Mirror. Recall it to us, will you, Emily?
Well, it's a very familiar picture. It's a picture of a front view, a side view, a clothed and unclothed view, all in one composition of the same girl. She has two heads and more of various other parts of her anatomy than she really needs. What she sees in the mirror is presumably not only herself, but her deep inner self as well. It's a psychological interpretation in addition to being an interpretation of her physical being in various states. It's a painting in very high key, yellows, reds, greens, blues, very vivid, very dynamic, very strong.
This is music we all want to hear.
Well, I can only turn it over to you, Bob.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't get any reaction at all from this.
You don't get an anti-reaction.
I don't get any anti-reaction. I don't get any positive reaction. And in other words, I better go get another test.
Emily.
It's a very bold, very dynamic, very aggressive picture, and I don't feel any of that in the music at all. It's a most intricately designed piece. It holds together wonderfully well. No line in it but is reflected in some other shape or line in the composition. I suppose that might be said of the music, too. Tell me, would you call that introspective music?
Perhaps, yes. This girl may be thinking.
Perhaps he got something. She's looking at herself in a mirror. She's feeling something. The image she sees is her deep inner self.
The curious thing seems to me is that
in this one picture, he's done the opposite of what he's done in the Botticelli. The exact opposite. Here he has not looked at the obvious thing in the picture, the theme or the colors.
You said it.
Apparently has gone beyond that to something else.
Well, we have time for one more. And we're right in the mood, I think, because we're going to go from Picasso to Dali to his picture titled Persistence of Memory with some of the typically Dali-esque surrealist forms in it. Emily, will you tell us about it?
That certainly is the picture which everyone will recognize if I say that it's the one of the limp watches and of the crawling ants set in a very serene landscape under a beautiful sky, and in the distance are visible the cliffs of the little town in Spain, Port Ligot, where Dali lives and works. It's a surrealist picture, of course, but Dali, no matter how shocking a subject, how strange and weird, bewildering a subject, always sets it in the most serene, peaceful kind of landscape.
Persistence of memory in Henri René's music. Bob.
I find several types of music in there, schools of music. I find French of the impressionistic variety again. I get a touch of Russian. Also, I get a touch of something old. Perhaps all these things are implicit in the painting. Also, I feel a sense of great distance, you know, something like that. And it's very varied, very versatile, I would say, approach.
Bob, this kind of broadcast experiment takes doing again, don't you think?
I certainly think it does. I find it very exciting, very interesting.
Well, let's see if our listeners, who in a sense have been blind to some of the sensual impressions we've had reproductions of the paintings before us, let's see if we have created in them some stimulus to wanting to hear more of what we've been doing today. And I thank you then, Emily Genauer, and you, Bob Bagar, and this is Ben Grauer saying, do let us know what you felt and think.
The National Broadcasting Company has presented Best of All. Tonight we featured a recorded work composed and conducted by Henry René, Passion in Paint. Your host was Ben Grauer, and his guests were Miss Emily Genauer, art critic of the New York Herald Tribune, and Robert C. Bagar, who for 20 years was music critic of the New York World Telegraph. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Parker Gibb.
This is the NBC Radio.